Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Can we do a little exercise?
Yep.
And I wonder, too, where Grandy and Lucas will be on this. 888-957-9570, you can weigh in. What's going to happen when Kyle does that on Friday? What's going to happen? Yep, Brock's off the injury report. He's playing. How does that, like, just imagine it, and then how does that feel? How does that feel to you? Because I sometimes use this show and these conversations to understand what's real and what's echo chamber. I get that if you are on our YouTube feed chatting, I don't know if you all even know this about yourselves, but you understand, each and every one of you, and we love you so much for being here today, you skew very negative. You are not a random sampling of Niner fans. You're not. Like, just within the last 4 minutes, Kyle Shanahan can't, he's a moron, I bet he wants to leave the Niners. If you got him in a private room, he would clearly admit to you that Mac Jones is a better QB than Brock. Full stop, no question. Like, y'all understand, you are all the way over here. Trust me, I love the crazy train. I get on it sometimes too, but you're all the way over here. That's not the way the majority of 49er fans or people in the NFL feel at all. So that's fine. Every opinion welcome. That's cool. But that's kind of what I'm getting at. Because if you go to my Twitter feed, if you go to our YouTube chat, if you look at our text line, I'm pretty sure Mac Jones is definitely headed for the Hall of Fame, possibly a future president, and Brock Purdy is somewhere on the bottom of someone's shoe. And that's how it sounds in that world. But what's the real world think? Do y'all want Mac to continue playing? Can we just whittle down to that? I'll be the first to raise my hand, and you all already know what I'm going to say.
Right.
Please, starting QB, get back ASAP when it's safe. But yes, ASAP. Elevation sensation. The Niners will be a better football team. Mac's been incredible. He's been very, very good. I'm super impressed. Way better than I thought he could be. Love George Kittle's answer yesterday. Hey, George, did you think that Mac Jones was going to be this good?
Nope, I did not. It's awesome. What a hell of a football player. I get why he was a first-round draft pick. 33 of 39, wherever the statistic was, that's a hell of a football game. Like, he is playing really well. He's not, like, dangerous with the football either. Like, he makes good throws. He forces a couple, you know, once in a while, but he's doing a great job. Like, our offense isn't an easy offense for a quarterback. Like, I think, like, quarterback and tight end, in my opinion, are the two hardest positions in our offense, just of what's asked of you on every single play. Like, learning the plays-wise, like, you're just required to do so much. And Christian's up there, too, because he does so much, too. But for Mac to come in and just, like, take control of the offense and play at a high level consistently, it's awesome. And it makes me really happy because I'm a huge fan of Mac Jones. He's hilarious. And I love playing football with him because you can tell he really loves the game.
All right, that's an awesome quote. Yep. I feel the exact same way. Like, wow. I didn't think you'd do that.
Yeah, 3-3 since he came back after Brock tried to return and got hurt. And so he's won three, he's lost three. And yesterday he was mostly awesome. And I can't wait to hear Grandy and Grandy's grades coming up next hour to see exactly how he assessed his performance. But 33-39, three touchdowns, one pick. And yeah, the pick was on a fourth down play where either you throw that or you eat it and you turn the ball over anyway. Right. And it's either you make that fourth down conversion or you lose. So, yes, it's an interception, and all of them are not created equally. But other than that, he was pretty much spectacular yesterday.
Yeah. There's never been a moment where I've watched Mac Jones this year and been like, dude, get off the field. Never. And, you know, every quarterback throw, that throw, this throw, you know what I mean? Yep. He threw a couple yesterday that could have, should have been picked, but they weren't. And so, you know, I've never felt that way. Get off my team. Like, not 1 second. Do I think that this offense has the ability to operate at a next level, at a higher level, when Brock Purdy comes back, assuming he is a full version of himself? Absolutely. I have no questions about that in my mind whatsoever. And it's not just the mobility factor. It's not just. I think it's plus. I think it's even more than that. So, yes, I am fully hopeful and ready for that guy to come back as soon as it's possible for him to play as himself there. But how's everyone else feel on this? You know what I mean? Like, are we wanting Brock to play? A lot of people, maybe. Are you wanting Mac to play? I truly don't know exactly where everybody stands on that.
I think that it's a little bit of a nuanced answer, because I want Brock to play because Brock is the quarterback of the future. But if you look at the last six games and you look at the game against Tampa Bay that they lost, and, you know, if Brock played, would they have won that game? Maybe. If Brock played against Houston, would they have won that game? No. Houston, I think, just absolutely overwhelmed the Niners offense.
I agree.
And the Niners offense was up against it because, you know, they could not move the ball. They couldn't run the ball. And so Brock or Mac, it didn't matter. And yesterday, to me, the same thing, where, you know, you fell behind because of the defense. And so Mac came out and Mac was good, and they went 3-and-out, and then the Rams scored again. You were down 14-0. And then, you know, Mac got them moving and you got them into Ram territory, and Juwan Jennings fumbled. And then the defense gave up a third touchdown. You're down 21-0. So if you want to look at just the results of games, would the Niners be better record-wise with Brock versus Mac? I don't really think so. But I do think that going forward, in the upside of Brock Purdy, it gives you more of a chance in most games. And if all things are created equally, Brock is better than Mac. In the three games that Mac has lost since Brock got hurt, those are not, to me, on Mac at all.
No, I don't think they're on Mac. Games are always on more than one person.
Right, but the quarterback can make mistakes that make it so that it's like, oh man, if we had a competent quarterback, maybe we wouldn't have lost
for
that game.
For sure, yeah, they stand out. But even the idea that, like, oh, Brock lost the Jacksonville game. No, he did not lose that game by himself.
No.
At all. You know, listen, it was 2 years ago that we nicknamed it the Purdy 30.
Yep.
Okay? This is the other thing. I am anxious to see, especially if you can get Purcell or whatever his name is, if you can get him back. Kittle is back. Jennings is playing. Christian is healthy. Like, if you put Brock Purdy in this offense, have the offensive line playing a little bit better, which they are, can you get back to that kind of effectiveness? Because George Kittle is saying that that's what's needed. You need this offense, in effect, to outscore some teams this year, because the defense is killed by injuries, very young. They're going to give up some points, especially to the really good teams and good quarterbacks. But they don't play a whole lot of those the rest of the way.
Right.
So, like, I do think that they'll stay in the game. Tennessee and Carolina, these teams are not going to run away from the Niners. They're not going to bust 40. But I'm fascinated by a season – where the 49ers are, what, they've been over 30 one time, and for a long time they were struggling to get over 20 in football games. And people are cool with the QB not coming back. Go back to last year. The 49ers were 6-11. Week one, they scored 32. Then Minnesota had a really good defensive game. They only scored 17. Week after that, they score 24. And that's also with multiple misses from Jake Moody. Week after that, they score 30. Then they score 23. Then they score 36. Then the Chiefs come in with that defense. They only score 18. Then they score 30 against Dallas. Do you hear some of these numbers? And I could keep going, and guess when they go down? They go down when Brock Purdy gets hurt.
Yep.
Like, where is this fervor for, can we get back to 30 points? Can we get back? I want to see if he can do it. I want to see if he can do it. And by the way, he was doing that last year, obviously, without Christian McCaffrey. And I know everybody still wants to, oh, yeah, Brock was terrible last year. Okay, fine. You don't want to look at any of the numbers. That's fine. You don't have to look at the numbers. Their defense was awful last year. And by the way,
it's a little bit like this year.
Yeah. Although, actually, wildly, I don't think that. This defense, right now, I would even take this defense over last year's defense, which is crazy. And the DVOA would agree with me. But I know we're in a little bit of a small sample now,
yeah,
the post-Fred Warner time. But you were getting so gashed by the run last year. It's not great this year, but to me, it's not as bad.
No, it's not. And last year, you wound up 29th in points against in the league, 29th. And right now, you are 14th in points against. So you're not trending in the right direction. You're trending toward being a bottom-half defense in just points allowed. But, you know, it just depends on all the things you want to look at, DVOA or EPA. Right now, you are a middle-of-the-pack defense. If you want to look at points allowed or the advanced metrics, you're kind of mid, and you don't have Bosa, you don't have Warner, and I get that. And your defense now is kind of created to bend but don't break, and that's what you're hopefully trying to do. And yesterday was an example where you bent and you also did break, which was a little bit of a disappointment because you ended up giving up 42.
Yep. This one's an interesting, and this is the reality. I wish this weren't true. It is. There's no way around this. 510, Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. If and when Purdy returns, if he even so much as farts wrong.
Oh, boy.
He and Kyle will be heavily scrutinized beyond belief. It's true. No way around it.
How do you fart right?
Well, like, you know the answer to that. I don't want to get too deep into it, but everybody knows what happens with a wrong fart.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway, if that even happens, then yeah, that's the way that's going to sound.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Oh, that's the way that's going to go. There's no escaping it. The Niners have arrived in a situation where if and when Purdy returns, if he plays poorly, that is going to be a loud, angry, embarrassing week following.
If they lose.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
yes. especially to one of these teams.
And that's my point. Yeah,
you're going to be favored in all these games.
Right. You've got Chicago, you've got Carolina, you've got Arizona left, and Cleveland. And, like, the teams that you're going to play are teams you should beat with Mac or Brock, Brock or Mac, even though you don't have, you know, Nick Bosa, you don't have Fred Warner. These are games you still should, quote unquote, and I know you hate should, but these are games that you should probably go out there and win. Yesterday was a game, and, you know, the pick was in, and I told you, you take the Rams and you lay the 4.5 kookoosh. And I was right.
You're
and
right.
I was right about Sunday night as well.
Nice picks. By the way, another pick coming up here in 12 minutes.
Yeah, the pick is in.
Okay.
The pick is in. And I'm 2-1 this week. And suddenly, maybe not yet hot. If I win tonight, though, your boy's hot again.
What's the record at now? What are we at? Is it
28-16?
28's a little hot. I don't
34-8?
26-16?
43-6.
I'm going 26-16.
You are 26-16.
26-16.
Correct.
52-4?
I love that you jumped to 28. We
not
left
quite.
Here on Friday. You were 24. You had 24 wins. You picked two games, and you came back, and you're like, 28, and that's guru math.
My prediction for Divs?
I love you, guru.
34-17.
I got the Giants going 82-75.
I mean, we're going to do the drops tournament in July.
It's going to win.
No,
it already has my vote.
He has his own bracket.
Then I still pick that one. That one. The combination of what everyone takes from that, but also the tone and flair that's
it's the
used.
Pause.
I got the Giants going 82-75.
Yeah.
I just. I just.
It's the best.
Can I get that as my ringtone? Like, when Guru calls me, I need that to be my ringtone.
We might need to, boy, my wife's going to kill me. But, I mean, I did play you the video at Ballpark Back Nine over the weekend.
Yep.
Where the lovely Christy, not on purpose, completely sounded like Cheryl Bowes.
No.
I hit one. Did anybody go out there this weekend? They got the pool at second base, and I think it's the sixth hole. And if you fire it at the pool and you splash it in, you win free tickets to a game. And so everybody kind of stops at that hole. Stupid, because I'm like, I think I can go to the – anyway.
Right.
But I'm like, I'm going to win some tickets. And I hit one, and I'm yelling at it, be right, be right. Like I thought I had a shot, and it just missed. And Christy is filming right behind me, and she immediately goes, no. And afterward, I'm like, did you mean to Cheryl Bosa that? She's like, what are you talking about? She had no idea.
No, come on.
No, it does. It sounds exactly like her.
Damn. Perfect.
Who was on Sunday Night Football last night? No, not Harbaugh.
Ooh, that was Ottoman.
Ottoman.
Took the Steelers apart.
That was a nice one.
Thank
you. That was
a
nice pick.
Yep.
And I had the Chargers in the Survivor Pool as a 2.5-point favorite. Which was a little bit of a roll of the dice.
Yep.
Boom. Nailed it.
Anyone bow out or it's
nope.
still...
Everybody stayed alive.
It's you, Grandy, and...
And the mystery person.
I know who that is.
Okay, I know you do, but you're the only person who knows who that is. The mystery Brooks.
Yep.
Yeah. Is it he or she?
He.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, he's in. He took Seattle. Grandy had Denver. Grandy was the sweat ball.
Ooh.
I was fine. Yeah, yep. Grandy was the one who...
A win is a win.
It's a win, yes. But Grandy needed a shower after that one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.